right, all right. It is Tickets Talk 2015 out here at the Irving Convention Center. We have had a big weekend. Has everyone had a good time out here this weekend?
Yeah, man.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Big show by the Ticket Time Wasters last night. We are counting down to the Battle of the Paddle.
Fading.
That's brought to us by Winston Water Coolers. It's Mike Saroy against Rick Carlisle, the coach of the Mavericks. And, of course, O'Reilly Auto Parts brings us a free concert from the old 97s tonight.
Yeah.
After the Battle of the Paddle. That is so huge. Free concert.
I got to go get my wife.
Yeah.
She's all fired up for the old 97s.
Is she?
I got to get her.
I'll get her.
Way more fired up. Way more fired up for the old 97s than the Time Wasters, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Dan brings his kids to the Time. What's wrong with you?
Every year.
It's their tradition. They think they've never heard me on the radio, literally.
But they've heard you perform. So they think you're in a band.
They think I'm in a band and a part-time professional
athlete. That plays twice a year.
They've been at the great game as well.
That's so funny. You play baseball, hockey. Never seen a hockey game?
What do they think you do for a living?
They have never, though, turned on the radio and heard me.
That's good.
Not once.
That's good. This is a great topic. Kids,
you don't want to turn on the radio where I might. Yeah. You know some of the crap we're saying.
No, I do, but I'm just saying with my kids, they know they could if they want to, and they're just not interested because.
Well, they're at school.
Yeah, but
yours, you're building up this like they're going to find out they were adopted, or they're going to, you know, these secrets that you keep from kids, then they're curious about them, sort of thing. And
I bet they listen. You just don't know.
Once they figure out,
they don't seem to care.
Once they figure out about your podcast or however they can find you when they're not in school, then they're going to be secretly listening to you when you've told them that it's lights out.
I think they'll listen when their friends' dads talk about you.
Yes.
Yeah. And they already have some teachers that'll that'll say, "Hey, see your dad in the clown suit? Here, look at the Twitter feed." Like they saw me in a clown suit because of Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So they didn't see you like walk out, or they go to school before you put the clown suit on, I guess.
Right. They saw me.
And then you don't wear it home.
And then you stop at a rest stop on the way home.
No, I arrived home.
Checked in a hotel.
But they would scream until I changed. Suit.
Sleeps for 5 hours.
My kids thought I worked for the government for years because I never told them what I did.
Yeah.
They thought I was a secret agent, yeah. No, they knew. In fact, one of the earliest conversations I had with my kids about the ticket was my oldest son was a huge fan of the Bob Sturm show.
Yeah.
The old night show.
The night show.
He listened to every night.
Let him stay up that late?
Do you think I could ever meet Bob? Yeah.
I could probably work it
where you could meet Bob.
Maybe.
I think that was the other thing. I think they were just bored with, they listened to, they liked Rashid and Tomfoolery and stuff like that when they were little and stuff, but they never really thought much about it, I don't think.
Yeah. You know, my kids don't listen. I mean, they're aware, but they don't listen. You know, they're not like when they're coming home from school, mom will turn the radio on. But when I take my youngest, because he still goes to school an hour later, and preschool is the one that's in regular school, real school. So I take him right around the time of the 8:40 bit.
Oh, no.
And I keep the sound down, typically, you know, just in case something weird is said. But
you have a dump button in your
He's
car.
Shown no reaction whatsoever until... You guys,
Mush mouth.
No, until you guys had on Santa.
Oh, you're a bad
That's
parent
why I
there,
tell
Corby.
Him every year. I know kids are listening.
And so he goes, is that Santa? Did I hear Santa, like, faintly? I'm like, what? He goes, turn it up.
They do the Santa show. Well, it's a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, Santa's really sick?
Yeah, oh, man.
What's AIDS, Dad?
Dude,
I'm sorry. Pick that up with Gordon.
That's so funny you say that because... I'm in charge of driving Maddie to dance, and she's a girl. She dances at 5:30 or 6 on Monday and Wednesday, and invariably I want to know what the hard line's up to, and invariably I turn it up,
and
within 5 seconds someone's cussing. I swear to you,
what a bitch.
It is 5 seconds,
yeah.
And it's Danny and Corby. Every time, and I'm like, oh, okay.
What a bitch.
Maddie's like rolling her eyes. And
Hardline's not safe for kids.
Dude, what? It's amazing. Like, 5 seconds.
Dad, can you explain Repro Man?
What's a tattoo?
Yeah. That's a fun one.
Yeah, it's the best, isn't it?
The Hardline.
I remember when the daughter, Gabby, said, so take him to school, and the promos would come on, right? So one of my promos would come on, but I'd be sitting in the car, and she'd look at me, and she'd look at the radio, and she
couldn't put it together.
What,
this is magic.
How's that working?
The theory of recording something was that explanation took forever, and I realized I wasn't equipped to handle explaining recording something. Like I couldn't do it. It was like explaining. I told the story the other day of my 9-year-old. He was asking about my grandparents and how they died. And I was telling him, you know, one died of old age, basically, and the other grandpa died. He smoked a lot, and he had emphysema and blah, 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 got lung cancer. So he's looking.
So he's laughing.
Yeah, he's dying laughing. So I look in the rearview mirror as I'm explaining this, and he's got this weird look on his face. I go, you got a question, you know? And he goes, smoking? And I go,
like,
yeah.
What is smoking?
Like now we're against smoking?
Well, no, he goes, yeah. I go, yeah, he smokes cigarettes. And he's looking at me. I go, do you know what a cigarette is? And he's like, no.
Well, here, kids,
that's
let me show you what
we,
a,
that's where
what
we
a
are right now.
Funny cigarette is. Watch this.
It's like a dude.
Watch me laugh.
But he didn't know. That's how far
didn't
we've
know
gone.
A cigarette.
Here, I'll show you how to roll one.
It's 9. Yeah.
Man, I knew what cigarettes were.
Son, these are zigzags.
Everybody did, because every kid would get into, if it wasn't their parents that smoked in the car, it was their parents' friends who smoked and had the ashtray, yep, not built into the car, the ashtray sitting on the console of the car.
Yeah.
With the sand in it so it wouldn't
yes,
spill.
Yes,
right?
The little beanbag ashtray, yep, sitting there filled with like 20 of them, and that was just part of life.
And we grew up okay.
But now think about it. Yeah.
See, that's a terrible
think about it.
Justification of some action, though, right?
What?
Yes, because I think...
Oh, I grew up okay.
No, I'm
so I think people should smoke.
No. I'm just saying, I think everybody's a little too over-the-top sensitive these days.
But, I mean, think about it. You can't smoke inside anywhere. At restaurants, at sporting events,
it's
anywhere.
Great.
Well,
that's good.
So that's a good rule.
He's never... And, you know, we don't smoke. His friends' parents don't. He's never seen a cigarette. And then, try this. What's smoking, Dad? The concept of a cigarette is the most ridiculous thing in the world. Well, it's this tobacco product that you roll into a little white cylindrical tube, and then you pull on it, suck on it as hard as you can, and then you blow out smoke.
Well, it's hard to teach him what a buzz is.
Right. And then he's
takes
like,
the edge off a
no matter
day.
How
goes, well,
often
why,
you try.
Why would you do that? I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, and SpongeBob hasn't toked up yet either.
Not so yet.
They don't know that.
Not yet.
SpongeBob, so great.
What'd you tell him your bong was
you
when he came,
that,
out,
you,
came out of the closet?
Huh?
With it.
You haven't seen the movie, have you?
The first one I saw. I've seen the second
one. Yeah, there was another one. There was another theatrical SpongeBob.
So can I go to the tomorrow with my boys and know what's going on?
What do you mean? Have you not?
Oh, you have to watch every episode.
Yeah, it's in like the 30-second episode of Breaking Bad.
I took you seriously. Oh, yeah, Bob. Yeah, you're fine.
There's a real elaborate plot line that you're going to be lost if
I don't
you just
know.
Try
well,
to jump into SpongeBob 2.
You may have to explain to him who David Hasselhoff is. He was in the first one, so he may be in the second one. I don't know.
SpongeBob.
Hey,
so
what was
awesome.
That one you got me watching? The one with the snake. Is it a snake or a worm? Written by guys who must smoke out every day when they ride.
Yeah, yes. Craig and Sanjay, the snake, yeah.
Funny.
It's very funny.
What's that on?
Very edgy. It's on Nick or Cartoon Network or something like that.
Are you still
Sanjay
watching
and Craig. Sanjay and Craig,
is it better than the regular show?
I haven't seen that.
What's that?
With Mordecai and it's like a blue jay and a raccoon? It's Mordecai and what? What's the other one?
Is this a kid's show?
Yeah, but it's really awesome.
And you're watching kid shows now, George? What?
Not anymore, no.
It's like...
But I got to watching... Because I still look for good cartoons, if they're out there.
Sure.
And Sanjay and Craig's funny.
The characters in the regular show are so insane, because it does start with like a raccoon and a blue jay, but then there's like a gumball machine that's talking, and ghosts, and...
I love the freedom of cartoons.
It's really ridiculous. Yes.
That's what, like... Mike Reiner cannot embrace that, the zaniness of cartoon.
It's great.
They could do whatever they want.
So he didn't like Bugs Bunny? He didn't like Warner Brothers back in the day?
I think his favorite cartoon was Steamboat Willie. And he never got past that.
George was the first guy on SpongeBob, as I recall.
Oh, yeah. I remember listening to that going, bleh.
I said it was the best cartoon since Bugs Bunny. And I think I was right.
Yeah, you probably were.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy.
It was funnier than Ren and Stimpy.
I don't know.
Dude, SpongeBob's better than Ren and Stimpy.
You told us the one about
more layers.
Episode, the episode where they were making fun of Texas. Remember
I said, oh, you guys need to pull this. Can we say that people from Texas are dumb? Yeah, I told you to play it after the OU games.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. And I miss that now that my youngest is now a freshman in high school. We don't go to, you know, obviously, we don't go to movies anymore, hardly. You know, you don't want to go to the movie with your dad when you're in high school. Are you kidding me?
No.
But we certainly don't go to animated movies anymore.
That's a
so
great...
So if your boys want to go, I'll take them.
That'd be
creepy.
Yeah.
Here's Uncle George.
Uncle George. Don't worry about it.
This is great. Kid's going to be awesome.
He's all excited. We
finally found a movie.
Party
Oscar.
Hats.
I think it's going to be an
Uncle
Oscar
George
movie.
Uncle George smokes on the way to the movie.
Yeah.
Totally blows their mind.
What if Uncle Dan showed up in the clown suit to pick up your kids?
Dan and I will come pick them up next week and we'll go to movies.
So this week, Dan, did you scare anybody? Any young kids in your outfit?
Just my own, but I... literally never got out of my car.
You didn't make up or anything, did you?
My gas gauge, when I filled up last night, I had 0.4 gallons of gas still in my
That's not
thing.
The spirit of the game. You're supposed to have to... we did. We went out to dinner last night, didn't we? We had a little break, and we got a bite to eat. And
went to Fish City Grill.
We went to Fish City.
Dressed as a clown.
He clowned it?
It's Jake, Donovan, me, and Dan's in full clown suit. And
I was served by 9 different people, because every time somebody would bring the soup or something... they'd go back to the kitchen and say, "You bring the next thing." Like they
like
all,
they
wanted,
all
to
wanted to get a look at clown. Yeah.
Did you carry Bidhorn with you or anything? Or
no,
any more dress shoes, Rick?
You know how plodding Dan is though when he walks. I mean, it's slow motion, and he looks beaten down no matter what.
Normally, yes.
And then in a clown suit, it's just like, oh, this poor man.
It looks like he just got
like
out
he's being paid.
Parties.
Yeah, and like, you know that movie with was it Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yes.
Shakes the Clown,
yes.
About the beaten down clown.
Yeah,
that's what I thought of.
Shake
I've never
smoked.
Seen that.
Yeah, Shake smoked a lot. You'd like that.
I feel like I need
funny.
To see that. I've heard
yeah.
about it.
All right, got to go.
Oh, the best. All right, it's 5:06 on the ticket. We are less than an hour away from the Battle of the Paddle, and another awesome roundtable comes up next from Ticket Stock.